Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Kleck of Kleck Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Kleck Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
The following program was paid for by Kleck Tax Resolution.
The tax and tax resolution information provided in this show is general in nature. It is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal or tax advice. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.
Little man coughs it up. Well, the fight keeps getting bigger and the paychecks are getting small. You know the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all.
Welcome to Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. These are taxing times, and Mark can help you with tax audits and balances due with the IRS through his tax representation company, Klecka Tax Resolution. Now, here's your host, Mark Klecka.
Right beyond, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
Welcome to another edition of Executive Services Taxing Times. Yes, this is where we gather each week to talk about federal tax questions and issues on your mind, and also give you some ideas to how to solve, maybe help with your tax situation. It is filing season. It is time to start looking at filing tax returns, especially the corporation tax returns are due in just a couple of weeks. And so, you know, if you haven't done that, and also you have a deadline, if you're an existing company, for doing what we've discussed in the past about S corporation elections, you have until March 15th to do that. Now, of course, you can always get extensions. Yes, you can always get the extensions, but, you know, that will be the initial filing time, but you have to actually do the extension to get the extension. So, you know, that can be done. But we talk about all other kinds of tax questions and issues on your mind. And how do you let us know what you want to hear on Taxing Times? 844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS. You call our office and say, I'd like to hear about this topic. And we've got some topics today we're going to be talking about with, of course, with Ryan Sloan of Executive Services. And we're going to go over some of the things that you need to be considering when getting your taxes done or put together or having somebody put them together. But, you know, you need to also look at getting organized for 2022. And that's starting now. You know, you could start on that today. You know, there's only 2 months into the year, 2 months and a few days or something. Get it done and get organized for 2022 so this isn't such a big problem. But we're going to go over those kind of issues here on Taxing Times. Of course, you can always email us, KleckaLaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-E-W, KleckaLaw at S-M-A-R-K-C-P-A.com. You can email us your questions or topics you'd like to hear on future shows, and then we will, the next week, we'll research it and we'll come back with some tips and some answers for you. So you can stay tuned to Taxing Times and listen for your question to be answered. Also, we have our website, KleckaLaw.com, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W.com, KleckaLaw.com. We have prior podcast of shows, information, everything on that. We're going to probably be updating our website, something exciting in the next few weeks, and have some more information and things like that about shows that we do nationwide, you know, when you can tune into Taxing Times. And then you can also, if you are a podcast person, you can listen on podcast, Spreaker, CastBox, iHeart, the whole bunch out there. If you want to see where we're all located on, you know, podcast, you can go to Klecka Taxing Times podcast. Just put that into your browser. Just put it up there and search, and you will get a list of all the podcasts and everything that, you know, the different sites that we're on. So you can listen to prior shows that way as well. So there's a lot of ways to listen to Taxing Times. So go ahead and try, you know, do that. And while you're exercising or whatever, listen to podcasts. So you can do that. But the best way, 844-400-TAXS. That's the best way to get a hold of us and let us know what you want to hear on Taxing Times. All right, we're going to talk a little bit, and then when we come back from our first break, then we will talk a little bit with Ryan Sloan of Executive Services, some topics, some things that are going on with the tax world. But let's talk a little bit about your filing and everything. And, of course, there's some people out there that says, my 2020 tax return has not even been processed yet. They cashed my check, and then I get a letter saying, you haven't filed your tax return. Well, I put it in the same envelope. Yeah. Okay. Well, what they did is when they got the envelope, they pulled the check out, cashed it, and put the tax return in another pile, and it's sitting over there in the big warehouse waiting to be processed. Okay. And that's where it's at. And so, you know, hey, money today, process tomorrow, whenever we get around to it. So, you know, you need to make sure, you know, we got some tips for that, you know. And so one thing you could probably do, and that's one thing that we're going to probably suggest is something like that, is that, hey, when you send in the tax return, especially if you send in a tax return to see that it's been processed, what you could do is you could send in a check. And even if you just owe a little bit or something, send in a check or something for a dollar if you're going to do an extension or something like that. And then when they cash your dollar check, that proves, number one, that you got, you know, they got this piece of paper, that they got your return. Even if you send it in certified return receipt requested, which is Mark's first rule, certified return receipt requested, send it in that way. That will prove the date of the filing, because you've got the card and everything when it was postmarked with the post office. And when you get the card back and the information and the receipt back, it's going to show you the date that you sent it. So that's going to prove that date. Then, you know, the check, if you put that in for, you know, $1 or something like that, even, you know, and I want my $1 applied to 2022 taxes or something like that, that will prove that B, they've got a copy of the canceled check, so they cashed it, so it was in with your filed tax return, you know, that you sent in on paper to the IRS, and that proves, again, that you know, that they received it, and there it is. They couldn't have gotten the check if they didn't get the, you know, and process the check if they didn't get the return and everything like that. But the best way, you know, is to go in and say, hey, you know, do electronic filing. It's, you know, it's just easier to, you know, to track and everything like that. A lot easier to track payments, see what's going on, because, you know, when you send it in paper or something like that, I tell people, when it goes in paper or something like that, you think your nice, pretty piece of paper and all that paper sitting in there in the IRS? No, they went in there with their highlighter or something like that, and you have a little clerk in there typing your numbers into a computer, and they're highlighting it, and they can make mistakes, and they do. You know, they're not exactly the highest paid people in the world. They're, you know, the lowest paid file clerk, you know, type person putting the information in, highlighting all the information into the computer. And then when they're done with all this and they certify that, yes, all the information is in there, then what do they do? They put it in the shredder and it's gone forever. They don't have a copy of your tax return sitting at the IRS. They got a copy of the transcript of what the information they put in there in their computer, but they don't have a copy of your tax return. So, you know, what it is that if you have also, you say, well, my tax return has not been processed yet, you know, for 2020, and now I'm trying to do 2021, and I want to do it electronically, and I can't do it because they haven't processed the 2020 return. What do I put in for, you know, they ask for last year's AGI in on that filing for the tax return, and if you don't have an AGI in the computer for 2020, you know, you're at a standstill. So they sort of tell the IRS workaround is, hey, put a zero in for your AGI for 2020 to make it work, you know, make the computer work or something like that. But really don't recommend that. If you haven't had it processed, I would recommend that you file an extension for 2021, you know, until the IRS finishes processing the 2020 tax returns, because entering incorrect information seems like a recipe for inviting more letters from the IRS. You know, you're just putting in more stuff in there that's, you know, that's going to just really totally confuse them. So I wouldn't take that bit of information from the IRS about, you know, putting the zero in. I would do what I would do is I would say, hey,
you know, wait until they get the 2020 process, and then we'll file the 2021, everything like that. However, if you owe money or anything like that, make sure that with your extension request that you make the proper payment and put all the information on the memo side over there. Put your tax number, your, you know, Form 1040, 2021, all that in the on the check so that it gets properly classified and everything. Otherwise, it'll be it won't be properly done. And so, and then also, and if you want to see if the IRS received a response to a notice or something, if they get a notice that you have money due and you want to send in a response to a notice with a letter or something like that, you know, the deal is to send in a check for a dollar and put in their notice, you know, payment on notice for tax year 2018. Okay, that proves they got the letter when the check is cashed for a dollar. Okay, so you got the proof. So, you know, it's just some proof that you're going to have. Little tips on how to just deal administratively with the IRS. All right, well, we're going to take our first break here, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times. As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website, www.xscvs.com, for more information. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Yes, this is where we gather each week, same station, same date, same time, to talk about federal tax questions and issues on your mind. And the way to let us know about what you want on the show, 844-400-TAXS. Well, we have Ron Sloan with Executive Services back with us today.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
All right. Great. And, of course, Executive Services deals with what? Your backroom operations. I know that a lot of people out there, I have a lot of small business people out there that are talking about, you know, the great resignation, you know, and they can't find people. All I have is frustration about getting people to handle my backroom administrative operations. And so, you know, I'm constantly looking for people, trying to interview people. What do I ask for? How do I know if they're going to stick around, if they're really knowledgeable, or if they're going to just get me into more trouble? You know, all these kind of questions and worries and concerns and everything like that. And by calling, you know, Executive Services at 800-707-1477, you can call Ryan Sloan and say, Ryan, here, take care of this. And isn't that right? You know, are you running a lot of that?
Absolutely, Mark. And we do it for you. See, that's the whole situation. So instead of, you know, having 2-3 office staff members that you've got to manage, you've got to provide benefits for, you got to worry about Facebook and daycares and sick kids and all this nonsense, and then you're really focused on paperwork instead of growing your business. Instead of spending $30,000, $50,000, $75,000 a year for a nightmare, for a few hundred bucks a week, you can just pick up the phone and have an executive team that's making it happen for you.
Right. So you just turn all this over to Executive Services and it's taken care of. Then you can grow your business. You know, it's taken care of. Then you can enjoy your weekends. You can, you know, you can sleep at night. You know, it's not this big rock sitting over your head worrying about going in and dreading going back in the next morning to I've got to go interview 2 or 3 more people for this administrative position, and I don't know what I'm doing or what questions to ask, and I don't know if these people are really qualified. And then it's sort of hit and miss, and then, you know, they need time off and things like for sick children and, you know, on and on. And a lot of them, oh, I don't want to come in all the time. I just, they sort of lay the parameters. I only want to work 2 days a week here. So I want to work the rest of the time from home, you know. You know, so you're constantly having all this kind of problem. But if you turn it over, all this executive, everything to executive services, they handle it. They do it for you.
Yeah, that nightmare goes away. Yeah, we take care of it. Push of a button.
Yeah, so that goes away. All right, well, we're here with Ryan, and we'd like to talk to him. We're going to go into it and start talking a little bit about taxes and everything like that. And we're going to discuss, number one, you know, some things that are going to be coming up when you're trying to file your tax returns and sort of thinking about what you're going to be doing. And so the first thing, and we've discussed it, you know, on prior shows, but it's worth discussing over and over and over again, is that what do I do? What is the standard deduction versus the itemized? Which one is going to be better? And then, of course, you know, they changed that in the 2017 tax law where they really beefed up the standard deduction, or I mean really That's dramatically right. increased it. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to do, their objective was to get rid of 85% of Schedule A's being filed.
Yes, sir.
And they did that, didn't they?
Yes, they did. At least, probably 90. You know, the situation is, and I'm telling all my clients this, you know, it's really difficult. If you're married filing jointly, the standard deduction this year is $25,100.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insanely high, right? If you're living in a home that's under $500,000, more than likely you don't have enough interest and taxes to get there.
Right.
You just don't, right? And then the worst part of the itemized deductions is medical expenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. So first of all, we're talking about dollar bills that are 7.5% above, right, your income. Okay. So on $100,000, we're talking about expenses over $7,500.
Right.
So the first $7,500 you can't even write off, right? Well, that's most people's deductible.
Yeah.
So everybody's coming to me trying to write off a deductible, and it's not going to happen.
Right. When people start coming in and say, well, I want to write off my medicals. I say, okay, hold on. Let me just talk to you a little bit about medical bills and stuff like this. You know, back in pre-2017 days, we're just going to call it what it is, the olden days, you know, that's when things, you know, you itemized and you had like medical deductions and you had your state and local taxes and you had your mortgage interest and your contributions. And then you had that miscellaneous deduction and there was all this catch-all stuff like, a safe deposit box. And then the biggie that everybody had was employee business expenses down there. Well, pretty much all that has gone away. Medical is so limited now, but the 7.5%, it's really hard to get anything unless you just have covered expenses by insurance, which really hurts. You know, if you have insurance, you're probably not going to be able to qualify for that. Okay, well, you say, well, that kicks that out. You know, there's long-term care, but then, you know, the premiums, but then you have, you know, it's limited out by your age until you get to age 65 is really severely limited. All right, well, you know, forget medical. Let's move on down to, can I get something for state and local taxes? Well, the first is called SALT, state and local taxes, S-A-L-T, SALT. Yep, right. So, you know, that's limited to $10,000 deduction.
$10,000,
that's it. So, you can't get any more than $10,000. So, you know.
So, you're going to have at least $15,000 in mortgage interest just to get to zero mm-hmm. on a standard deduction.
Right.
So why waste all that time, effort, gathering all these documents and stuff? Now, to be honest with you, I've got a couple clients that they've got a $45,000 Schedule A. Okay, they mm-hmm. give large amounts to charity. They make a lot of money, so they're able to give large amounts of charities for tithing and things like that. Okay, and then they've got a lot of mortgage interest because they live in a larger home. But then their real estate taxes are capped. They're capped at $10,000. They're pretty frustrated about that because most of them have like $25,000 in real estate taxes, but at the end of the day, 90% of people are going to fall just under that standard deduction.
Right. And then you get down the charitable, unless you're just really giving a whole lot of money into charity and really beefing it up or something. If you're doing a lot of tithing and it's big, well, that's great. But do remember that you do get that $600, even if you don't itemize. You can still deduct the $600 deduction over there as an adjustment to income on your 1040. So you're not exactly losing 100% of it, you know, everything by doing the standard deduction, even if you did some contributions. But always remember on contributions, they have to be proven. And people say, well, I just put money, I estimated how much I put in the collection plate each week or something. No,
You know, you get
no, you need a receipt. You need a receipt.
You get credit upstairs or something for that good intention, but the IRS, you have to have a receipt. And then above $250 and above to any one charity, you must get their letter.
Yes.
And there's been horror stories. There's been a court case where somebody lost they made a $20,000 contributions to the church, did not get the letter. Well, we'll get the letter later. Well, no, it has to be contemporaneous in the law with the filing of the return. So guess what? The tax court said you lost your $20,000 deduction. Oh, that was really a nice thing to know. So make sure that, and all the charities know the rules. They're supposed to get the $250. I've talked to charities and people like that. You know, they were like, I've talked to people who were on the committee at the church or anything like that. The deacons or the committee or whatever it is, or the assistant pastors committee or whatever they title themselves. And he says, oh, we have to send out those letters to people. And I said, oh yes. Or they're going to be, if they lose their deduction, they're not going to be very happy with you. So,
not happy campers.
So. Yeah. And you must have this letter before what? Before you send the return in. So you can't say, we'll get it later if it comes down the road. Hey, if you don't have it when you file the return, you know, and they're going to be approving it because, you know, they're going to go and ask the charity if you gave them the letter or got the letter from them. What, are they going to hang their necks out to tell the IRS something that's not true? No, they're going to tell them, no, I sent it to them last week. And, you know, that's when you're you're dead in the water. And then the final thing, and the biggest area that really distressed people, was employee business expenses and miscellaneous deductions. That section's gone.
Gone completely.
Forget it. Forget it. Erase it from your memory.
No more 2106.
Yes. I've had people that put in there and they put in a 2106 and tried some funky ways to try to deduct it or something.
They get audited immediately, and I have two clients right now that are that owe $6,000 and $7,000.
Right.
Because of a TurboTax tax return they did and tried to put a 2106 in there.
Yeah. And what they could do is what they did, the little tricky thing or something like that, is if you're in the military or something like that, they figured a way to sort of fudge it around and get the computer software to recognize it, but they use the TurboTax or whatever, the software, improperly, and so therefore now they owe the money and stuff like that. So we've seen a lot of people. But if you're just working for a company, hey, if you're incurring some expenses, what you need is an accountable plan. You need somebody, you know, that you go to your employer and say, here's the expenses I incurred on your behalf to generate this income, and you're going to send me a reimbursement check. I'm going to give you a, you know, an expense report each month, and you're going to reimburse me under a reimbursable plan for my mileage or whatever, you know, whatever the agreement is and things like that.
And the other option is that statutory employee status, correct? Because on a statutory employee status, you can then use a Schedule C to write off your deductions that you had, that you were required to spend for your business. And a lot of times that's the travel, that per diem stuff, that meals, and maybe a telephone or computer, things like that.
Yeah, and you know, things like that. And a little thing on the, just aside on the meals per diem or the meals this year, is that because if you do it at a restaurant, you can't go cook at home or anything like that. But if you go to a restaurant, it's 100%. It's not the 50%.
100%, because there's no more entertainment.
Yeah, it's not entertainment. It's meals. There's meals and then entertainment, and they've segregated the two, and entertainment is no, meals, yes. So, you know, it's sort of like those two are separate. So, you know, you need to look at that. But if you're looking for all that on Schedule A and you're going, all this money, how can I chisel? And, you know, people try to wiggle and chisel things into the tax software. You know, you really can't, you know, it's not going to work. And then what happens? You get an audit letter. Then, of course, then you've got to go see collect tax resolution or somebody to represent you. And, you know, there's usually, you know, we look at the situation and I've looked at them and I said, you know, you don't have much of a case here. I said, you really did this wrong. Did it wrong, you're going to have to pay. So
absolutely.
You know, which is why, you know, if you're feeling sure about how you're doing things and everything like that, you need to contact Ryan Sloan at Executive Services, especially if you own a business. You know, if you're just doing a 1040 or something like that, maybe, you know, you feel like you have some expertise or something like that. But we have other people that call in and say, oh, we're forming an LLC. We're getting big here. We're doing some stuff. And we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know even know what the questions are to ask. Well, that's when you contact Executive Services and Ryan Sloan at 800-707-1477 and say, I'm going to get this assistance. I'm going to get the answers.
I'm great at solving problems, Mark, but I love taking care of things up front so there are no problems.
Right. It's a whole lot easier and a whole lot cheaper to solve the problem and get it done right the first time. All right, well, we're going to take a short break, and then we will return with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
Let me tell you how it will be. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website, www.xscvs.com, for more information. Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
Are you a business looking to expand across the USA? Taxing Times offers a unique opportunity to reach out to almost every adult listening group as everyone is concerned about their taxes. Every small business is looking everywhere for quality services that your company can provide. There is no national tax or accounting show presented anywhere else in the USA. By advertising on Taxing Times, companies can reach an audience that no other show touches. Call Mark Klecka with Klecka Tax Resolution now at 844-400-TAXS to get in on this tremendous opportunity. Will it be your company to take advantage of and grow your business? Call Mark right now at 844-400-TAXS to get all the details. That's 844-400-TAXS. Call now, 844-400-TAXS.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website, www.xscvs.com, for more information.
Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Yes, Mark Klecka, federal tax attorney and CPA, here with you as we gather each week, same station, same date, same time,
each week. Tell your friends and neighbors to listen in to get in on the tax information. And if you have any questions or issues you want brought up on future shows, call us 844-400-TAXS. Love to hear from you. Love feedback. Please give us a call and let us know what you'd like to hear on future shows. Or you can email us at klekalaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W, at smarkcpa.com. Or go to our website, klekalaw.com, and see, you know, there's video, prior podcast of shows. You can also go to Spreaker, CastBox, iHeart, lots of other type of podcast sites. And you go to Kleka, you know, just put it in your browser, Kleka Taxing Time Podcast. And you can listen to prior shows and hear prior podcast of all the shows going back several weeks. So lots of ways to initiate with Taxing Times. Best way, 844-400-TAXS. And, of course, if you have a tax problem, balances due with the IRS, have a situation, audits, you need representation, you know, and you need help and everything like that. When you get, you know, back against the wall, you know, then, you know, yes, we are available, 844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS. But we have Ryan Sloan, Executive Services, and like he says, he likes to get things done right and everything like that. So what? You're not going to get that letter. You're not going to get that worrisome concern. Isn't that right, Ron?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We can take care of letters, but, you know, we don't like letters. So we do it right the first
time. So nobody likes letters. I got a letter from the IRS. And I said, oh, well, you know, then people go, you know, it's like, ooh, you know.
Oh, it can be really scary. I mean, I've seen some really scary letters. You owe $200,000. I mean, I've seen some scary letters.
Yeah. They want to make it a really bad day for you, and you're looking at that envelope, and I've had people that look at that, and they say, IRS envelope, I don't even want to open that thing, you know, and stuff like that. But that's even worse, because if you don't open it and address things, then you forfeit your rights in a lot of cases. So you don't do that. I know, no matter how scared and concerned you are, but at least you can say, oh, you know, at least if I open that letter, I could get it dealt with. I'm going to call Ryan Sloan at Executive Services, or I'm going to call Kleka Tax Resolution, and we're going to get this solved. So I'm not just going to dive into this, and I'm not all alone and everything like that. So please open up the letters. You'll make sure that you deal with it. And so then we'll deal with the problem or situation. A lot of times, you know, the IRS is not perfect. They make mistakes all the time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they, you know, they're only humans in there. They're not omniscient and never make a mistake. So, you know, we'll take care of the problem, but you have to deal with the problems as they arise. So please handle it up front, you know, stuff like that. All right. Well, we were talking with, you know, about things coming up for 2021 filing, and let's talk a little bit. Let's move over here about COVID IRS, IRA distributions, not IRS distribution, IRA distribution, COVID IRA distributions, and the Form 8915. Ryan, can you go over a little bit about what those are? You know, maybe tell people, give them a little bit
of
information.
Absolutely, Mark. Absolutely. So one of the great stimulus packages, you know, those bills that they passed during the pandemic, they created some special rules around IRAs and 401ks and pensions and things like that, so that they removed the penalties if you took a distribution. Right. And then they even said, hey, you've got two options. You can pay it back. OK, you can take it as a loan. You can pay it back and then you won't pay any tax on it. OK.
Right.
Or you can pay the tax in the next 3 years. OK. And so what happened was, I got two clients that we dealt with this week. OK. Mm-hmm. They received a 1099-R in 2021 for the 2020 tax year.
Okay? Right.
And they did a tax return. OK. And, mm-hmm. then they put that on the 8915E, okay, Form 8915-E. Now, both of these clients came to me this year, and if they had not given me their last year's tax return, I would have never known about this form. You see, because they didn't get a 1099-R this year.
No.
You see, so if you got a 1099-R last year and you elected to do this and you changed tax guys, you better give him your last year's tax return, because otherwise you're going to miss paying this tax.
Right. Okay?
Over the 3 years. So one of my clients, it was a $100,000 distribution. Okay. And so he paid tax on $33,333 for year one. That was in 2020. We're going to do it again this year. in 2021, and then he's going to do it again in the final year of 2022. And that was about $6,000 in additional tax for him. The other client was a $40,000 distribution, so he's having to roll $13,333.
Right. And so these things, you know, it's a lot of mechanics, and it sounds simple, but you have to follow up. The paperwork sort of has to track. One of the worst things that I've seen, you know, doing these things is people will go out and get these things. It's not just an IRA distribution, but a rollover. And I said, well, if you'll do a trustee-to-trustee rollover, then they'll put the proper code on the 1099-R, and you don't have to worry about it and everything like that. But then we have these people that are just stubborn, and, well, I'm going to go get money. I'm mad at my current, you know, handler of my IRA. They didn't invest it properly. My returns aren't very good or stuff like that. I'm going to go get a check from them, and then I'm going to take that check and put it over into new, you know, investment.
No. That's a big no-no.
Oh, I've had it happen. And so what happens is that the IRS, you get it from, you know, because company one doesn't know that you put it in company two.
Nope.
And so they give this code in here, and I call it, it would look at your 1099-R. If you've got a code one on there, you know, alarm bells ought to go off in your head, because that means that it's a taxable distribution subject to the penalty.
Correct.
And you're going, no, I rolled it over and everything like that. Well, you have to prove that you rolled it over and everything like that. And we've even put it on the tax return.
Hey, you're not allowed to touch the money, ladies and gentlemen. When you have money in a special vehicle, okay, in an IRA, a 401k, all these fancy three-letter things, they're called vehicles, they're financial instruments, okay? You've got something in there, you can't touch it. If you're going to do a 1031 exchange on a property, you can't touch the money. The minute you touch the money, it's now personal income.
Right.
It's now personal income.
So you have to, these things, people go, you know, they talk about, you know, all these different types of, you know, vehicles and deals and things like that where it would become non-taxable, but you have to follow the rules. You have to do it properly. And like Ryan says, you don't touch the money.
Don't touch it.
That's the big no-no. So if you're touching the money and doing one of, like a 1031 exchange, you know, any of these other things, or doing an IRA thing, yes, it can be solved by Clegg Tax Resolution with a lot of letters, a lot of pain, and a lot of charge and money out of your pocket. So please, you know, if you have questions about how to handle something, you know, hey, pick up the phone. Call Sloan, 800-707-1477. Say, Sloan, how do I handle this?
And
if he's on, you know, and, you know, if you're on the CFO program or one of his business programs or something, and it's also the personal or something like that, well, it's part of the deal, isn't
absolutely.
It?
You know? Absolutely. And the first thing I tell my clients that are employees that work at a great company that's got 401ks, that's contributing to their 401k, I say, look, here's the thing. It's not a savings account. It's not because it's not a piggy bank. Okay. You can't touch it till you're 65. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's free money because your employer's contributing. Yes. It's a tax deferral. It's a deferral. It's not, you're not going to get rid of the tax. It's just a deferral. Okay. But it's to 65. If you come out early, you're going to pay 40%.
All right.
Okay. You're going to pay 40%. And all my clients that took money out early, they regret it.
Yep.
So don't put money in a 401k or an IRA unless you are guaranteed that you are not going to touch that money until you are 65 years old.
Right. And, you know, getting into it or anything like that or something like that, you know, we talk in future shows or something, you know, there is a time, you know, when, okay, it is. And I've had clients come in there and they build it up and everything like that. And they said, yes, it is now 65. It is now time to start planning your exit strategy.
That's right.
Because there's this
and
big,
you don't want to take it all out at once either, because that's a lot of tax there. You want to trickle it out. Okay?
Right.
So you're paying minimal tax dollars on those dollar bills.
So you need a plan.
You said it right, Mark. It's a strategy.
So you have the strategy, you know, you're going to save money coming in, and then when you reach that age, then you're going to go to the strategy getting out. And I've had people that have built it up over, you know, several, you know, big numbers or something like that. And I'm going, yeah, but now you got this big monster at age 72 called the RMD.
Yes,
and that could really wreck your retirement if you're not playing that for how you're going to get it strategized to
get the money out, trickle it out. So, you know, so, but it's a strategy. If you're dealing with IRAs, you know, you generally don't know what you don't know, you know, stuff like that. And you go to the investment advisors and you'll see down there in the little fine print, we do not give any tax advice. Please consult your tax, consult your tax guy or tax person, tax gal, whoever it is, about the taxation of all this stuff. We give no financial, you know, tax advice. So, you know, don't rely on whatever they say or whatever. She told me I could do this. She's not knowledgeable about that. So contact Sloan, 800-707-1477.
Say, yes, sir.
How is this going to be working here? How am I going to do this? So
we'll take care of you.
Yeah. So we'll take care of you. All right. Well, we're going to take another short break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services, Taxing Times. As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website, www.xscbs.com, for more information. Welcome back to Executive Services, Taxing Times. Mark Klecka, federal tax attorney and CPA, here with you to discuss federal tax questions and issues on your mind. And we're here, of course, with Ryan Sloan of Executive Services to talk about current tax situations and questions about, you know, federal income tax that you might have on your mind. And so we're just going over some of the areas that people have said that, you know, that are coming up. And so we wanted to address those. And another one, let's just talk about this other one. And the biggie, you know, stuff like that is everybody talking about their car and writing off their car, especially in a business. Now, if you're an individual working for a company or something like that, we've talked in the previous segment about you can't do this employee business deduction.
You can no longer do that unless you're a statutory employee. Right. If you're a statutory employee on your W-2, and that would be checked on your W-2 right next to retirement plan, right next to third party, okay, then you could write off those expenses on a Schedule C, but that's a very select few people.
Right. But then there's more people that have like a small business, just a small business, file a Schedule C, or they're in a small business, and, you know, they make a lot of mistakes on that because it's probably going to be one of the largest, if not the largest, item of deduction on your Schedule C.
If you're driving a lot, it really should be.
Yeah.
If your strategy is correct, you're driving a lot of miles, we're taking mileage, and you should have, let me give it a prime example, okay? I have a lot of garage door repair guys that are my clients, okay? And they drive roughly 60,000 miles a year. Now, when you've got a 56 cents per mile situation, that's a $34,000 write-off. That's their largest write-off on their return. Now they need to keep track of those miles. It's very important because the IRS wants to look at that log. We got to be able to show that log. But everybody always comes to me and say, hey, I've got this $80,000 truck. Can I write it off? Right? So that's why I want to really clarify the difference between mileage and actual. I want to start at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing is if you're driving a vehicle for business and you get into an accident and you have personal insurance on it and you tell them that you were at work when you were driving the car, they will not pay the claim. So you better get business insurance on your business vehicles. Okay, so that's number one. All right. Number two, when you put a vehicle in service in your business, you need to take that first step and actually put it into your business and get business insurance for it. Okay. And then there's a date for that. Okay. So what date did you place it in service? All right. And then the first year, you've got the option, Mark, right? You got the option. You can do mileage or actual. Now, what's the difference? Well, mileage, we're going to calculate the number of miles. And we're going to get that cents per mile, which is just 56 cents this year. Okay, it was like 57 a couple years ago. That changes every year a little bit.
Right.
Then the additional things you can take is just parking and tolls. Okay. Now, what's included in that mileage rate there? Well, they're trying to include insurance. They're trying to include repairs and maintenance. They're trying to include all the expenses that you would generally actually have in a vehicle. If we took those same garage door repair guys, Mark, that I do, and we did their actual expenses, you know they'd come out to about $18,000. If we got all their gas receipts, if we took their repairs and maintenance, if we took what it cost for their little sticker for their state inspection, if we did all that stuff, it would really only come to about $18,000. So they're getting an additional $16,000 in expense doing that mileage. So here's what happens. You put it in. If you could take actual the first year and you could depreciate the vehicle, or you could put mileage. Okay. If you do actual, you have to do it actual for the entire rest of the life of that vehicle. So that is never recommended. Okay. Right. Then secondly, if you do mileage first, you could do actual the second year and kind of go back and forth depending on what was better for you. And Mark, there was only one time in history that ever worked out for us, okay? And that was in 2008. You remember the crisis in 2008, the banking and mortgage crisis? They raised up 179 deduction to over $100,000, okay?
Right,
and
all of a sudden.
All my garage door repair guys, they went out and bought a brand new truck, okay? And the first year we took mileage, and the next year we took that depreciation plus all their expenses. We were able to finagle that. But even for those guys, it doesn't work like that anymore, ladies and gentlemen. So mileage is going to be your best bet. Don't get bogged down trying to figure all this out. Look, get a car. If you're using it for business, get some business insurance on it so you don't get screwed there. And then just take mileage. It's going to be better for you. And they've got beautiful apps out there today that'll track that mileage for you so you don't have to write it down. You don't have to do the pain in the butt. Write it down. Go to Office Depot. Get that little notepad and start writing it down. You know what I mean? So they've got apps that are, you know, probably free. Some of them probably like $1 a month or something. Who knows? But get something to track your mileage. That's the best way to do
it. Yeah. Make sure that the mileage is tracked, because when you come to the audit situation and everything like that, when it comes to be examined, and that's the first one, because you're looking at, it is the biggest number on there. So it's going to be the biggest number one thing on the IRS's list.
Yep.
And the first question out of the box out of there, something like that.
Where's the log?
Where is the log? Where is it? No, you're not going to craft it in the dark of night, you know, something like that, and try to figure it out and craft it that way. It's going to have to be pretty much contemporaneous. People have tried to do that, and they've been caught, they can date. They do all
sorts
of insidious things.
Don't fudge anything with the IRS. The truth will set you free, Mark, right?
Yeah.
Just be honest. Look, and just get your stuff straight so that you don't have these problems. There's plenty of tax advantages out there. Do it right the first time.
Right, because they could date the ink and everything like that. And I had this one representation or something. It wasn't me, but somebody else came in there, and he had done this elaborate book, and it was like for the 2001 tax year. And, here's my mileage log and everything like that and everything like that. And he says, and the IRS flips to the front of the page and says, well, then why does this diary up here say copyright 2003 on it?
Wrote it in a diary from the later years.
From a later years. And, so.
That's on the Dumbest American Criminals videos or whatever on YouTube is what that is?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So pretty much you need to look at it. If you're going to use the actual, if you're going to go with the actual, and a lot of people say, well, I want to do the actual and everything like that, and because of the thing, it may be advantageous in a certain circumstance because of 179, the big write-offs and everything like that.
Yeah, only 1 year did we ever find that possible. But keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you got to keep all those gas receipts. You got to keep your repairs and maintenance receipts. You just got to hold on to everything. You got to be calculating everything. And it's just not worth it. Just track your mileage with an app.
Yeah, you get a big pile of papers and everything like that, and you got to organize it, or you've got to have somebody to get it to organize it or something like that, and everybody throws it into a big shoebox or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It says, that's for that guy to figure out or something like that. Well, you know, stuff like that. Well, it costs the guy some money to figure
all that out. Well, when it's your tax liability on the line, you don't want just that guy trying to figure it out. I mean, you want a professional who's making it happen for you.
Right. So, you know, you really just need to make these determinations, and you ought to be thinking about that. When I talk about small businesses, are you going to, you know, if you're in a business or something and you're going to acquire a new vehicle, are you going to sell the other vehicle? And the other thing good about that is that if you use the mileage method, that you don't have to calculate gain or loss on the disposition of that vehicle.
Yeah, that's the last thing, Mark, right? Let's say you did choose to depreciate it, okay? All those vehicles that we depreciated for those gentlemen, you know they still have them. You know why? Because if they sell them for anything, we're going to have to count that as sales and income.
Right.
Okay. So because we depreciated the whole vehicle back in 2009, so it became the ranch truck.
Yeah.
It's out on the ranch now. Okay. So if you have a mind to resell a vehicle, don't depreciate it. I just flat out don't recommend depreciating vehicles, period. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's just a better way to do it. It's called mileage, ladies and gentlemen. And go get you the nice fancy mileage app, and you know, then you'll be cool and you'll be able to write off all your miles.
Then it's taken care of or something like that. But when you're sitting down there and looking at this, and that's one of the things, if you get involved with the CFO program with Executive Services, you know, get your business, and you're talking about 2021 taxes, but hey, 2022 is already on board here. You know, we already ought to be strategizing. Okay, well, what do we need to do with vehicles here? What, you know, you look at your monthly financial statements and
absolutely.
Say, you know, where can I do some things to help me tax-wise, you know, things like that, or some other strategies that I need to employ? So I need to look at all that. So that's when you employ somebody on an ongoing basis like Executive Services, so that you don't have to deal with this all at just the last minute, you know, and you're going, oh my gosh, you know, this big bundle and everything like that, and you tend to forget things, make mistakes.
Two quick examples on that, Mark. I got a client right now. He made some adjustments last year, and you know what? He's going to have a $20,000 tax bill this year. He was hoping to break even. Last year, he got a $16,000 refund. He was hoping to break even this year. And you know, he's coming to me right now. I can't fix anything. I can't change anything. We can't do anything. We can't make any adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
He's got $20,000. Then I've got another client. He knows he's going to go from $300,000 income this year to $900,000 income next year. We're in February. We just got into March of this year, and he's already telling me, hey, I've got a huge increase in income. What can we strategize for the rest of the year so that we can limit my tax liability and we can put some of those dollar bills to work for me instead of against me? That's what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be talking about next year right now. We should have been talking about this year, last year, okay?
Right. So that's what I tell people right now. I said 2022 is being planned on what your result's going to be right now. You know, so you need to call Executive Services. You need to call Sloan, 800-707-1477. And once again, can you give Sloan, you know, you have two packages. You have the CFO on call.
Absolutely.
And then the
on-call
CFO
package, $100 a month. And then basically you're getting 10% off of all of our other stuff. You're getting access to the client portal, all of our content. And then you've got a CFO on call to answer your questions and you know, do little minor stuff for you. You know, there's just kind of some document prep or whatever, not really creation, but then just you got a CFO you can get in touch with immediately is the big picture there, right? And then the second one is, hey, you want us to actually be doing some stuff for you. You want the monthly bookkeeping, accounting, and tax. You want budgeting for the years. You want projections moving out. You want to understand how to borrow capital, how to make capital work for you. You're looking at wealth management opportunities. So we got the CFO premium package, and that's just $1,000 a month. So $250 a week for a few hundred bucks a week. You've got a CFO telling you how, when, where, why, and we're making sure that you're saving taxes when you need to, and we're achieving your goals, right? So we do three things. We save you money, we make you money, and we achieve your goals.
Right. So, you know, but you have to take the first step. You have to call Sloan at 800-707-1477 and say, hey, I want to get this taken care of, you know, because just sitting around waiting for it for April 14th to show up and everything like that, or March 14th in the case of a business, and I've got to file this corporate tax return, and I don't know anything how to do this or anything, and, you know, gosh, I don't know why I'm doing this or what I'm supposed to do, you know, so the deal is to call Sloan today, 800-707-1477, say, we need to sit down and get this planned out, and so that I'm getting the stress out of my life, because it's causing a whole lot of stress, you know, and then I get a like he says, a big whopping tax bill, you know, that I wasn't expecting, you know, and that can
keep you up at night.
That keeps you up at night. It's stress. Gosh, I've got to go out there and really sell some more clients so I can get some more money in here and improve my cash flow.
Yeah, we only got a month. We only got a month for it. Usually I'm telling my clients, you know, back in September, hey, you're going to have to pay $20,000 next year. And that way he's got from September to April to make that money up. Or we've got from September to December to figure out if there's any other situations where we can get some additional tax advantages. Okay. This is way too late in the game. So now me and the client are frustrated and we got to figure out what are we doing for 2022 because we can't let this happen again.
Yeah. So don't let it happen for 2022, but you can sit in 2021 and, you know, you look at whatever you should have done, everything like that. You learn from your mistakes and everything like that, but then go forward in 2022, get it planned. So call Sloan Executive Services, 800-707-1477. And then, of course, if you've got the IRS letters or the audits or anything like that, you need tax court representation or anything like that, we handle all the big problems when people come in. And so that's when we deal with it at Kleka Tax Resolution. Well, thanks a lot, Sloan, for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure,
bro. All right. Okay, well, this will wrap up another edition of Taxing Times here on AM on the show here today. And same station and same time, same date. We'll see you next week. And everyone have a great week. And we'll see you on Executive Services Taxing Times next week.
Thanks for tuning today's edition of Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Kleka. Call Mark to help with all your federal tax problems. These are Taxing Times.
You can write me off, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Kleka of Kleka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Kleka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.